The samba is unmistakably Brazilian with a dose of Africa. So why are students learning to play the samba beat in Beijing? The world's Mary Kay Magsat has the answer in today's Global Head.
Many people like a lazy Sunday morning, sleeping in, sipping coffee, reading the paper. But in Beijing, a growing number of Chinese head instead to samba drumming class. Chao Ni, for instance, is a 27-year-old financial analyst. I ask what brought her here.
The fun, the rhythm, music, people, I don't know, something new for change.
And you'll keep doing it?
I guess so, you know, because I'm a complete beginner, so it's a good chance to just try it out. And then if I go in depth with it, then I'll probably join some more, like, classes.
This is Chao Ni's second class, and she says she's enjoying it. But samba drumming isn't without its challenges.
You need to know the rhythm, because I have something in my mind, and I wasn't really listening to what the teacher was saying. So I was so messed up when I was doing the drums. But you need to just get a feel of it by practicing it.
The teacher, Xiao Zhong, starts his students out slow, trying to get them to feel the rhythm.
My way of teaching requires you to listen and follow me in doing exactly what I do. But men are pretty slow at picking it up. They think too much. They try to use logic instead of feeling the rhythm. So they lose the chance to have their muscles learn, to have the memory of the movement. I found that women are better at listening and picking up the movement quickly.
About an hour into the two-hour class, hips are swaying, arms are flailing, and the rhythm's sounding like something you can dance to. Xiao Zhong knows a little about getting people to dance. He used to be the drummer for a progressive rock group called Happy Pharmacy, which mixed music with performance art. Inhibited, he's not. But, he says, many of his new students can be when it comes to moving to music.
It's not a matter of whether they can do it or not. It's a matter of our value system and the way of thinking. In China's education, we're not encouraged to use our body language, and our parents always taught us how to behave and told us not to use exaggerated expression or body language because we'll make other people uncomfortable.
The class nears its crescendo. Xiao Zhong, who's a tall, wiry guy, uses his whole body to conduct. He dances to the rhythm, beating a call and response, and jumping with his arms up in the air when it comes time to yell out. For those who want to take this samba drumming a little more seriously, Xiao Zhong has a troupe of advanced students who perform around town.
The audience is usually really into it. Some of them dance, especially those in front. Some in back just nod their heads, but that's just the Chinese restraint again.
Not here. Here, in the final moments of class, there's abandon to the beat. Not all of these students are destined to become samba drumming stars, but then, that was never really the point. For the world, I'm Mary Kay Magstad in Beijing.
Mary Kay Magstad sent us a video of the samba drumming class, and if you can sit still long enough, you can see it at theworld.org. From the Nan and Bill Harris studios at WGBH in Boston, I'm Marco Werman. Thanks for tuning in.